What's your first name?
James.
James, is that an after-work cigarette?
Actually, no.
It looks so good, man. I quit a while back, but you're young. You still have time.
Yeah.
Are you going to vote in a couple of weeks? Are you excited?
Of course. Yeah, very. I mean, like, I have been following, as I'm sure everyone has, for, I think it's been 600 days, officially.
It just seems like it never ends, doesn't it?
Yeah. So, can't wait to vote.
Who are you going to vote for?
Hillary.
Have you been with her all the way? Did you like Bernie?
Never a Bernie fan.
Just Hillary all the way.
Yeah.
I just talked to a gentleman who's excited about voting for Donald Trump. What is it about Trump that you can't stand?
I mean, there's lots of things to not stand. I mean, I think that it's important to understand why people would want to vote for him.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, I actually can see why people would gravitate towards someone out of the same with Bernie Sanders. I mean, I think there's valid points to it, but I've never actually considered him seriously. It's not a pragmatic decision. You know, I understand people's, you know, qualms and issues with Hillary, but I've always been a supporter, and I've been able to kind of see past that and really see that there's much more of a pragmatism to her decision-making.
Two weeks out, is it too late for Trump, or is that a political eternity? Could anything happen?
Anything can happen. I mean, honestly, like, you know, there's been so many twists and turns, and I'm always amazed at people that haven't made up their mind this late in the game. We've had literally 600 days of this process going on. To be still undecided is surprising.
Are you hopeful for the future of the United States?
Always.
What gives you that optimism? You hear so much bad news every day.
I'm hopeful globally when I think about, like, our place in the world, and it's always about reshaping and core values, and, you know, you just have to be moderately hopeful.
What's your message of peace and love to our listeners?
Vote and get out there and participate, and, you know, don't just make comments online, but, like, actually do things in the real world.
We have a lot of listeners overseas. What's your message to those people who think we've lost our mind over here?
That it might seem that way, and I can totally see where you're coming from, because I think that too. But, I mean, I think that there are still many valid things that we can bring to the world.
Appreciate your time. Here's my card. Tomorrow night at 6, I hope you can listen.
Cool. Thank you.
Singles going steady week on the Dusty Show. Hey, everybody. Clay Pigeon with you. This is the Bubble Puppy. Hot Smoking Sassafras. Bubble Puppy eventually moved out to L.A. and became a band called Demian on ABC Dunhill. Classic Texas psych on Dusty. Your first name? Make one up.
Janet.
Janet, will you vote in a couple of weeks?
Yes, I will.
Are you excited to vote, or are you just settling?
I'm very excited about it. Actually a poll worker.
And who? Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for your volunteering. Who are you going to vote for?
Hillary.
Have you known all along, or did you like Bernie?
I've known all along.
What is it that you like about Hillary, besides she's a woman?
Besides that she's a woman, I like what she stands for. I know people who have been personally affected by her through the foster care system, people who have risen up through the ranks, and folks that may have not had a future had she had not stepped in to help them and help develop their careers, and now they're lawyers and doctors and doing amazing things.
So from the inside, you've heard good things.
Yes, I've heard great things, and I know personally of the things she's done.
I didn't mean to sound sexist before, implying that you would vote for her just because she's a woman. But that being said, are you excited about the prospect of a first female president in the United States?
I am excited about it. I think I'm not surprised. I think it's the future, and it should be a non-issue at some point. But for sure, just as I was excited about Barack Obama being the first African American president.
Will you miss Barack and Michelle?
I really enjoyed Barack and Michelle. I think he is a great president. I think he's done some great things.
Speak just a little bit about Trump. What do you think of him?
I have nothing to say about that man.
Nothing positive?
Nothing.
Well, I appreciate your time. Here's my card. Thanks again for working in the polls, and all the best to you.
Thank you.
What's your message of peace and love to your fellow Americans?
Be yourself, be happy, serve God, serve your community. That's all we can do.
They're very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Like that Wes Montgomery sound. This is the collage on the Dusty Show. Every day's a Sunday afternoon.
Shiny bells ringing are donging and dinging, and I've taken time for the circus today. Whistles are blowing, excitement is growing, there's no better place you can spend any day. Buy me a bushel of rainbows and clouds, mold that will sparkling glass. Buy me the color golden grass. Riding along on carousels made of spines. Singing song, playing it over twice. Scare a big nasty old bear. Make me an oak tree of tattersall check, painted with lavender leaves. Make me in any pattern weave. Marching along to rhythmic sounds of drums.
Joe Magasco's the king of this kind of stuff. Surface Noise with Joe Magasco. Check that show out. He's got the greatest collection from this era. Sunshine Pop, this is the collage. Glad to see you on the Acu playlist, everybody, old friends. Good to see you. Clay Pigeon here. Going for Trump.
Absolutely, 100%.
Have you been with him all the way?
All the way.
When they had all the candidates, I think the Republicans had maybe 16 of them. Was he your choice right out of the gate?
Right out of the gate and right to the end.
How did he do it? What was this message that got to you?
He's everything. He's what the country needs. He's everything that needs to be told in this country. He's great. He's great. He's great. He's great. He's great. Exactly.
They say it's over. Does he still have a chance?
He's got it all the way. He's doing it.
Thanks for your time. Man. All right.
It's great to be here with 1,000 wonderful people, or as I call it, a small, intimate dinner with some friends, or as Hillary calls it, her largest crowd of the season. This is corny stuff.
Okay. It's cold out here, isn't it? You said you said you might not vote.
Because I actually never voted before.
Really? Well, but you're able to. You're old enough.
I'm ashamed of it. But
how come you haven't gotten around to it? Does it seem like a hassle to register and everything?
I'm actually thinking about it. I'm not sure. I always think about it. Yeah, I should, actually.
If you could vote, who would you vote for?
Hillary.
What makes you like Hillary?
I don't really like her. I just don't like Trump.
What is it about Trump that you don't like?
I don't know. I just don't like him. I never liked him.
You're cold. You better go get a coat on. Thanks for your help.
The short answers.
That's okay. Well, I hope you made plans to vote. It's just a couple of weeks away. This is a bubblegum classic.
Pink Joe is smiling over the wall with a bowl and a chain behind him.
Cazenet's Cats.
Pink Joe is smiling over the wall since the dogs ride out behind him. In a striped prison suit with no food to boot. Headed for the highway with his chain still dragging. He come down a wagon settled down. Where you going by in the scene now?
I'm Joey, run. My heart's all on the trail.
Jump up.
I'm Joey, run. I'll be gonna send him back to jail.
Sheriff got a shot.
Bubblegum Music is the naked truth. 16 after 6 on Dusty. Fabio said not. See you, Fab. Who are you going to vote for?
Clinton.
Are you excited? Wrong word.
Yeah,
you're
wrong
settling
word.
For?
I wouldn't say settling, I'd say accepting.
Thank you.
Yeah.
How about you? Who are you going to vote for, sir? Oh, he shook his head. Non-committal.
This is such a special event that I took a break from my rigorous nap schedule to be here. And as you've already heard, it's a treat for all of you, too, because usually I charge a lot for speeches like this.
So you said you're going third party.
Yes.
Jill Stein, Gary Johnson.
It's tough this year. Probably Gary Johnson. I just can't. Hillary or Trump, either one. You just
can't do it.
It'll be one of those two that wins. Most likely Hillary, but...
Who'd you vote for last time? Did you vote for Obama?
Actually, I didn't vote for Obama last time.
Romney?
I voted for Romney last time. Obama the previous time.
So you mix it up. You can cross the aisle.
Yes, across the aisle, but it's the better person for the job.
Is it the usual things we hear? Do you feel like you can't trust Hillary?
It's that, and just we need something new in the White House. And she's had a long history of as a politician. I think people are just tired of politicians in general.
People call Trump an outsider candidate, but he's the wrong one.
Yes.
Speak a little bit about Trump. How is he?
He's a loose cannon.
Yeah. What is his appeal? Obviously, he's really connected with a lot of Americans.
I think part of it is people are tired of Washington, the Congress, the House of Representatives. It's really hard to say what the appeal is.
Are you hopeful about the future of the country?
I think there's hope. There's just a lot of things we need to get turned around. I think Hillary probably will be the winner. Hopefully then Republicans will reach across the aisle and we'll be able to come to some understanding.
I appreciate your time, sir. Here's my card. My show airs tomorrow at 6. I hope you can listen.
Thank you.
Time goes fast with these singles, no doubt. This is Medicine Mike from Canada on the Evolution label, home of Lighthouse, one of my favorite Canadian bands. I've never been so high. Getting psychedelic up in Canada, 1969, with Medicine Mike. I've never been so high on the Dusty Show. Will you vote in a couple of weeks?
Yes.
Are you excited about a candidate or just settling this year?
No, I'm excited.
Who are you excited for?
Hillary.
You're going to do it. Have you been with her all along or did you like Bernie?
Well, I like Bernie, yeah, but not as a president.
What is it about Trump that you can't abide by?
Oh, don't even get me started.
What bothers you most?
I think he's an amoral person.
Are you surprised he's got this far with the American people?
No.
Millions of supporters.
Don't underestimate the American people.
In what way?
I'm afraid that they've been disappointed, and I think there's a massive population out there that just totally that feels neglected, I guess, and feels threatened more than anything else.
Are they voting out of spite for him?
I think so. Don't underestimate the American people.
Are you optimistic about the future of the country?
Yes.
You love America, don't you?
I do.
I know you're busy. Thank you.
Sorry.
So who are you going to vote for? Just a couple of weeks away. Do you have a candidate that you've chosen?
Clinton.
You're going with Hillary. Have you been with her all the way? Did you like Bernie?
I liked Bernie till I learned more about him.
And absolutely not Trump.
No.
What is it about Trump? How do you feel about it?
He's inexperienced, he's a megalomaniac, he's a narcissist, he's dangerous.
Are you hopeful for the future of the United States?
As long as Trump doesn't get elected.
How about you? Which way are you swinging in the election?
Absolutely Hillary.
Did you like Bernie?
Yeah.
What about Trump? Speak to that a little bit.
Oh, please. I mean, he's a farce. He's not even a good businessman.
What is it about him that he has been able to connect with millions of Americans out there?
He hasn't been able to connect with millions of people. He's just expressing the inner racist in all of us.
And
he doesn't connect. He's just angry. And other people are angry. There's no connection.
Are you optimistic about the future of the country?
Yes.
Thanks for your time, you guys. Here's my card. My show airs tomorrow at 6.
I hope you can tune in.
I love this record. Not sure where I found it. Some flea market. The Lemonade Charade with Cecil. Again from 1969. I'm glad you're with me on FMU.
Cecil, you can't look back. Hard to see you now in the darkness. I understand. Hide at 6 o'clock in the room you lock your soul into. It must be hard to keep hanging on. Two well-worn shadows until they're gone. Cecil, it seems to me that there's something more you're living for than what we see.
It's everything I love about a song right there. Simple little song. Lemonade Charade with Cecil on Dusty. Capitol Records 69. 24 after 6, rainy here in Jersey City. This nice minor key fit well with the precipitation. Moody. I love it. Moody. What's your first name?
Harry.
Harry, that's my dad's name. You ready to vote this year?
I am.
You got a candidate that you like, or are you settling for somebody?
I got a candidate I like.
Who are you going to vote for?
I'm going to vote for Trump.
You're going to do it? They're saying it might be all over for him. You still think he has a shot? We're 2 weeks out.
I still think so.
How did he sell you? He's a very controversial candidate. What is it that you like about Donald Trump?
Well, I like the fact that he's not a politician.
He's an outsider, you feel like?
Exactly.
Have you been pretty disappointed with Washington in recent years?
I certainly have.
Are you generally conservative? Did you vote for Romney last time around, vote for McCain?
I am conservative, yes, and I did vote for them, Romney and McCain.
What about Hillary? What are your thoughts on her?
I just don't think she's very honest.
You feel like you can't trust her?
Yes.
Are you optimistic about the future of the United States?
Not right now, no. Not at all.
What do we need to do besides elect Donald Trump? Where are we going wrong?
Well, right now, I think we just have way too many entitlements.
Too many takers, as they say?
Yes. And not enough givers.
You love America?
I do.
Yeah.
I
appreciate your time, sir. Here's my card. My show airs tomorrow at 6. I hope you can listen
you.
In.
I will.
Take care now. Thank you.
This is the first time ever.
Got this from my Aunt Rita last Christmas in Fenimore, Wisconsin. She said, Clay, I got a bunch of old 45s from the nightclub here, Tino's Place in Fenimore, if you want them. Oh, man, I love these 45s. The band is called Friends. Teach me to drive the car on the Dusty Show. Stay with me. 34 minutes left.
Teach me to drive the car.
I think they were from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. This has kind of a BTO feel to it right here. I remember wanting to drive the car when I was that age. Had your permit at 14.
Teach me to drive the car.
Turn you loose at 16. I ran that Mercury Marquis right through the front wall of the house. No lie. My dad was mad. Jesus! Poor Cam. That's a great one. From Friends on Dusty, almost 6:30. What's your first name?
James.
James, will you vote in a couple of weeks?
I will.
Are you excited about the election, or are you just settling for your candidate?
Oh, that's a mixed blessing, excitement about this. I am just relieved that it looks like my candidate is in the home stretch.
So I'm guessing it's Hillary then.
Yes.
Did you like Bernie at all?
I liked him and possibly would have voted for him if it between him and Clinton. Uh-huh. And of course would have voted for him if it was between him and Trump. So
speak about Trump a little bit. How has he been able to connect with so many Americans?
There are a lot of people who are, some of them justifiably so, upset, angry, down on their economic luck, probably will be until they die, unfortunately. Manufacturing jobs, but also the ones I don't really respect, can't respect, and many of his fellow Republicans can't respect, are the ones who are espousing racist views, anti-Semitism. I used to admire Trump. I lived in New York for 16 years. I don't live here any longer. And until 8 or 9 months ago, I still had this grudging tolerance and somewhat respect for him, but no longer. I think a lot of people have just, I feel sorry for him now. I think he's just gone off the deep end. And it's just, I think he's irredeemable now. He'll still keep his money. But
are you optimistic about the future of the United States?
I'm optimistic about the future. I lived overseas a long time, went to high school in Germany. America is still the place where people overseas want to send their kids to university. The minute that they start sending them to China or Russia or India is when I'll start worrying about the future in the U.S. It's still a great country. Lots of problems, but any great country has big problems.
What's your message to your fellow Americans?
Vote, read, and wake up every morning and try to be as happy as you can. My fellow Texan and French citizen just arrived.
Are you for Hillary?
I'm an undecided woman voter.
Can you vote in the United States?
Yes.
Yeah, and you will vote.
This is the first time I'm voting for president.
But you haven't decided yet.
I think I'm going to have to vote for her.
You don't like Trump?
I can't let him pass. And I'm a Republican, so that's my dilemma.
Thanks, you guys. Have a great time in New York.
FMU, great radio station. I used to listen to it.
You did?
Yeah. I can still listen online, but...
Oh, okay.
Great.
Well, I hope you tune us in now. I'm on WFMU in Jersey City.
He's with the radio station. A great, legendary, famous radio station. I'll tell her about it later.
Okay. Have a nice trip. Any last words to Americans?
I still love this country.
What do you love about it?
Because here I can be what I want to be. There are no limits.
Now, you said you're from France?
I'm from France, yes.
What do you think of Le Pen?
The father or the daughter?
The daughter.
I think someone who has guts would be a good person to put in place. It's about time that we get back our national feeling of being part of France and proud of it and responsible for it. I think it would be nice to see.
Thanks for your time. Great opinions, guys. Thank you. It's one of those old put your poetry to music labels, Great World of Sound. I think there's even a documentary about it if you look it up. Great World of Sound. I love this. So glad I found it. Peter Kapp, Highway of My Mind on The Dusty Show. It's a Clay's classic.
Gotta take to the highway. You know I've been here too long. Gotta find my own.
Peter Kapp, Highway of My Mind on The Dusty Show, WFMU. What's your first name?
Tom.
Tom, you ready to vote in a couple of weeks?
I am.
Are you excited about a candidate or just settling this year?
I wouldn't say either one. I'm relatively supportive, but not enthusiastically supportive.
Which way are you leaning?
To Hillary Clinton.
Have you been with her all along, or did you like Bernie?
I like Bernie. Yeah, I was really more enthusiastic about him.
Give me your thoughts on Trump. He's really stirred things up this time around.
He doesn't represent my values, put it that way, in just so many different areas. I think he's divisive. I don't believe he'd be good for our country.
Are you optimistic about the future of the country, honestly?
I'm cautiously optimistic.
So here's the truth. Look it up. America's pretty darn great right now. America's moving forward right now. The American people should be proud of what we achieved together right now.
Will you miss Obama?
I will, very much so.
If you had a moment of his time, what would you tell him?
I'd like to thank him for all of the work that he's done for this country under incredible obstructive odds that he's had to face, you know, a Congress that wasn't willing to work with him.
Do you think Hillary will face that same obstruction?
Yes.
Yeah. On that note, have a good evening.
Okay.
Here's my card. Thanks for your time.
Okay, sure.
All the best to you.
But Your Eminence, you do deserve great credit for bringing together two people who've been at each other's throats, mortal enemies, bitter foes. I've got to ask, how did you get the governor and mayor here together tonight?
I like this one. This is a Nebraska release, rural Nebraska release. John L. Sullivan, Tear Time on the Tiny Shoe label, Norfolk, Nebraska, I believe. Dusty Show.
It's that time again.
Tear Time.
Crying time again.
Start.
As the hurt begins.
Without warning.
Days my eyes stay dry.
Sometimes.
I forget but why.
Night.
Brings new tears to cry.
Until morning.
Oh. All it takes is the smallest thought of you. Then tear time starts. Crying all night through.
Nice voice, John L. Sullivan. I like this sound. Reminds me of the music my mom and dad used to dance to out at the T-Bone Club in Sogard's Inn back in the 70s. In their nice clothes with their friends, having a steak, drinking a little whiskey and coke, dancing to John L. Sullivan. Dancing slow in love. Good old days. Singles going steady on the Dusty Show. What's your first name?
Sylvia.
Sylvia, are you excited to vote here in a couple of weeks, or is that the wrong word?
Excited is not the right word.
Are you settling for somebody this year?
I have made up my mind.
Really? You're still undecided?
I'm still undecided, because I don't care for either candidate.
Talk about Hillary a little bit.
I don't want to say anything extremely derogatory, so I'm trying to think of something nice to say.
Is that not your style? If you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all?
I'd rather not, you know, within the confines of my home with my family. Unfortunately, that happens to be the case. And also, her direction is, for me, very, very liberal. And
are you more conservative generally?
Oh, yes.
Did you vote for Romney last time?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Corporations are people, my friend. We can raise taxes on... Of course they are. Everything corporations earn ultimately goes to people. People, 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 people.
Have you been displeased with the job Obama has done?
Yes, I have. The health care issue, the foreign policy issues. He doesn't seem to have the force, I guess, that one expects when there are tragedies.
You said you want to say positive things. What do you like about Donald Trump?
Not particularly anything. A year ago this past summer, when he first said he was going to run, we all thought it was a joke. So did the media.
The joke's on us, I guess. He's
absolutely.
Yeah. Did you like any of the other candidates?
I did.
Who was your favorite when it all started?
Oh, good grief. The gentleman from Ohio.
Kasich. A moderate.
Yes.
Are you hopeful about the future of the country?
I am going to be hopeful. I don't think we should be discouraged, because as soon as we become discouraged, then you do lose hope. You just have to say, okay, things are going to start going in the right direction. Sooner or later, somehow, we're going to do it. We'll pull it together.
You think you might sit it out, or are you going in that booth
I'm going to go.
If it was tomorrow, who gets your vote?
This is terrible, but I have a feeling when I'm actually in the booth and I've got to make that check, I will. I don't know who right now.
Okay, here's my card, ma'am. Have a great night. Nice visiting
with you. Thank you. You too.
All right, take care.
People are so nice out there, even when they disagree with you. Sometimes still really nice people. Don't let the bad apples get you down, baby. 18 minutes in front of 7, almost hearty time. I got people to thank for the silent fundraiser that's been going on here at FMU. I'm derelict in my duties. Let me thank some people who've pledged to the Dusty Show and FMU. Michael K. in Morristown, New Jersey. Thanks, Michael. Jeremy G. in Jersey City. Sebastian F. in Berlin, Germany. Sehr gut. Daniel M. in Brooklyn. Andrew C. in Medford, Oregon. Gusto with a pledge. Bryn J. in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada, making a pledge to the Dusty Show. Gandalf with a pledge. Chris B. in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, with a nice pledge. Thanks so much, you guys, for these generous pledges. Julian A. in Dallas, Texas. You're spread out all over the country. Thanks, Julian. Boz in the Netherlands. We can always count on Boz. So many of us. What a great guy. Thanks, Boz, so much. Michael F. in Port Richey, Florida. Hey, thanks. I know who that is. Thanks so much. Let's see, a whole other page here. I got to do this fast. Look, Michael D. in Morris Plains. I hope I haven't read some of these before. I'm confused now. Joel O. in Sarasota. Kevin C. in Brooklyn. Charles in Chicago, Illinois. Sanja in Sonnenbonnen. Frank in Vienna, Virginia, USA. I can't read all your comments right now. Not enough time. We're supposed to keep this brief. Bryce in Newark. Thanks, Bryce. Thank you so much. Michael in New York, New York. Puzzle Pete. David W. in New York, New York. Joseph in Brooklyn. Albert with a pledge. Peter in Los Angeles. Deborah in Ferrisburg, Vermont. Thanks so much, Debbie, for that generous pledge. Very nice. Kurt in Portland, Oregon with a pledge. Terry in Audubon. Hugh in Parachute, Colorado. If you didn't hear your name, it'll be next time around. Sometimes they don't register right away. Keep pledging to the silent fundraiser ongoing through the month of Rocktober here on WFMU. We need you. Get on there and make a pledge for FMU. And if you can, throw a little in the till for the Dusty Show. 16 minutes in front of 7, trying to recall my next function. I believe it is this.
So the election is just
okay, I'm going to catch the bus.
Oh, she's gone. You're left holding the bag on this interview. All right, will you vote in a couple of weeks?
Yes.
Do you have a candidate that you like?
No.
You don't like either one of them?
No.
Or all four of them?
All four of them.
Yeah. But you're going to vote?
Yes.
If it was tomorrow, who would you vote for?
Hillary.
But you're not excited about it?
No.
What is it that you don't like about Hillary?
I don't know.
Do you not trust her?
No, it's not a matter of trust.
Have you liked Obama?
Mixed feelings.
What haven't you liked?
Drone strikes.
Oh, the military aspect of it. And some say Hillary's kind of a hawk. Do you think that might be true?
I don't know enough to answer.
What is it about Trump that you don't like?
He's racist, sexist, you name it.
Just to name a couple of things.
Yeah.
Are you optimistic about the future of the United States?
Yes.
What gives you that optimism?
I'd rather that than pessimism.
Thanks a lot. Here's my card. I hope you can listen. Take care.
Now, I've got to say, there are a lot of friendly faces here in this room, people that I've been privileged to know and to work with. I just want to put you all in a basket of adorables. And you look so good in your tuxes, or as I refer to them, formal pantsuits. And, you know, because this is a friendly dinner for such a great cause, Donald, if at any time you don't like what I'm saying, feel free to stand up and shout wrong while I'm talking. You know, come to think of it, it's amazing I'm up here after Donald. I didn't think he'd be okay with a peaceful transition of power.
Zing. This is music from 1981, a local record from up in Utica, New York. This is Denny Nash, living free and clear on Dusty. Stay with me.
Free and clear is the way I came into this life. It's the way I live every day. It's the feeling I get waking up in the morning. It's the price I don't have to pay. Some people tell me they don't feel alive unless the heat and the pressure is on. Cause I can take the six-string guitar, a little wine in an old telly jar, throw all my junk in the car and drive away from here. Cause I'd rather be out on the road, tied to the town growing old. Nothing worse than life bought and sold, I'm living free and clear. Say that the family way is the one way to live a good life. Your days will be empty, your nights will be lonely if you have a child and a wife. You all you believers and sometimes deceivers, I wish you all the luck in the world. But I'm a lone runner in search of the summertime, flying as high as a bird. Cause I can take a six-string guitar, a little wine and a low telly jar.
I like this Denny Nash. Good feeling.
Cause I'd rather be out on the road.
Clean.
Tied to a town growing old. Nothing worse than a life but a soul. I'm living free and clear. Cause I'd rather be out on the road. Tied to a town growing old.
Nothing. All these local records signify big dreams, I think the artist said. It might just break through. What's your first name?
John.
John, you said that don't ask me about politics. Yeah. Why shouldn't I ask you?
It's just frustrating.
What are you frustrated about? You don't like either?
No, it's a picking of the lesser of two evils.
If it was tomorrow, which way are you leaning?
Clinton.
How did you vote last time? Did you vote for Obama?
Yes.
Yeah, and both times?
Yes.
But you're just settling for Clinton. What is it that you don't like? Do you buy into the you can't trust her?
Generally speaking, yeah.
And Trump's just out of the question?
It's too much volatility.
What is it about Trump that he's been able to connect with so many Americans, though?
He has the ability to capitalize on everybody's fears.
Yeah. But how about you? You said you don't pay much attention these days.
Right.
You try to stay out of it?
I stay out of it as much as possible.
Will you vote, though?
I will vote, yes.
Did you vote for Obama last time?
Yes.
What are your thoughts on Hillary?
I think she's going to be more of the same
over the next continuation.
Yeah, I think she's going to have issues in regards to making policies now because of everything that happened with Bernie Sanders. She lost a lot of that.
Did you like Bernie?
Left. I thought it was okay. He was a little too far to the left.
Are you optimistic about the future of the United States?
No, I'm not.
Just no.
No.
How come?
The way the system is set up, it's too difficult to get anything done.
And the polarity we see now politically,
yeah.
You see that continuing on?
Yeah, there's no... It's been a problem for a very long time. Nobody has been able to really build a consensus on issues. Everybody is very polarized, and nobody wants to compromise for what's best for the country. I mean, everybody's just more interested in doing what they want.
What's your final word, guys?
hope for the best.
More of the same for the next 4 years. I believe Hillary Clinton is going to win, probably in a landslide, but it's going to just be more of the same. I think she'll be a fine president as a representative of our country, but I don't think anything is really going to change.
Thanks, guys, for your time.
All right.
Here's my card.
Sure.
And I'll give you one, too. My last two cards. I hope you can listen. Appreciate your time.
Sure.
Good
All
luck
right.
to
Thank you.
You.
Thank you.
Thanks. 10 minutes left of the Dusty Show on this particular Thursday. I like this one from Kuldip Singh. This is Butterfinger.
Butterfingers, I'll let you go.
Let you go.
But love still lingers. Why, I don't know. Forgive me. Now I've come down earth, butterfingers is waiting for something to bring us together once more. Fingers again.
I love it. Kuldip Singh, Butterfingers.
And when that happens, I'm gonna hold you in my loving arms. And then I won't have Butterfingers.
You got your Yankees coat on. You a big fan?
Oh, yeah, big
Yankees. Are you rooting for... You almost got to root for the Cubs this year, don't you?
You know, I like the Cubs and the Indians. I don't mind either one winning, but I'm an American League fan, so I have to go for the Indians.
Were you sad when A-Rod left the game?
No, not at all.
How about Jeter?
Well, you know, that's a big loss.
I wasn't going to talk baseball with you. I was going to talk politics. Are you going to vote here in a couple of weeks?
Sure.
Are you excited about a candidate or just settling for them?
I'm a big Trump guy, so...
Have
I'm
you been with
Trump.
Him all the way when they had 16 candidates up there on stage? Was he your favorite at the start?
Yeah, I was with him in the beginning.
How did he cut through all the noise and connect with so many people?
How did he do that? It's pretty impressive how he did that. I'm not sure how he pulled that
He obviously
out.
Had a message that resonated with you.
Well, the message with me is I think... Our number one issue is ISIS, and I do feel that Trump is going to, you know, he's going to attack that. I don't feel that Hillary will, and I think we're going to be in big trouble as far as ISIS is concerned. And that, to me, everything else is just a matter of politics. You know, they're going to make their promises, but that's my concern is ISIS.
I'm just judging by the tone of your voice, you don't sound like you're particularly hostile towards Hillary.
I am, but I have to cut this short because my bus
is here. Oh, your bus is here. All right, man, thanks for your time. Here's my card tomorrow night. I hope you can tune in.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate it, sir.
With all of the heated back and forth between my opponent and me at the debate last night, we have proven that we can actually be civil to each other. In fact, just before taking the dais, Hillary accidentally bumped into me, and she very civilly said, "Pardon me." And I very politely replied, let me talk to you about that after I get into office.
Fab Four singles going steady.
You think you've lost your love? Well, I saw her yesterday. It's you she's thinking of, and she told me what to say. She said she loved you, and you know that can't be bad. Yes, she loves you, and you know you should be glad. She said you.
Always doing the yeah.
With a love like that, you know you should be glad.
Get off my yard.
With a love like that, you know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad.
John Paul, George, and Ringo still sounds great. She Loves You on the Dusty Show. Just a couple minutes shy of 7 o'clock. Clay Pigeon with you. Big show at Monty Hall tonight if you can make it. Dan Adriano in the emergency room, plus Dan P., Derek Grant. Doors open just a half hour from now. It's 7:30. And then I think they said shows at 8, 9, and 10 different acts, three acts. Wow, it's pretty cheap, too. Head on down to Monty Hall. Man, it's so cool there now. I think they got the new floor surface in there. They ripped up the carpet. Listen to Ernie Isley. Jimmy got so much from Ernie. Don't forget the Silent Marathon. Send a little something FMU's way if you can. This is WFMU, East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thanks, commenters on the Aki playlist. Nice job. It was active today. I love to read your comments. Hardy White's next. Sinner's Crossroads, Dave the Spaz, Nickname, Stan, the whole TNP is coming your way. This is Clay Pigeon. I'm so glad you listened to me. 11th year now. Been here a long time, and I always have fun. Love you guys. Always remember, Pete Burns and Bobby V. Let's dance, man. Hey! Shaving cream. Have a great weekend ahead, you guys. Be thinking of you.
Morning. It's the Hardy White Morning Show, starring Hardy White.
This is the news. Today we have a special interview with the presidential candidates of the United States election. Are here today. I'm going to interview them and ask them questions. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, and then we'll ask them different questions, and they're going to give us their response today. Thank you, candidates, for being here today. Donald Trump, I'm going to give you the first question. You say you want to be elected president. Why is that?
No, I can't forget this evening.
Hillary Clinton, same question to you. You also say that you want to be president. Why is that? Donald Trump, some people say that if you were elected, you would do a bad job. How do you respond to that? And Hillary Clinton, your response. Well, let's hear from some of the other candidates, like Gary Johnson. What is your platform? And Jill Stein, you are also running for president. What is your position? Mr. Nixon, they said you did Watergate. What do you say to that? What about you, Johnson? Thanks for joining our candidate interview debate. Just like Walter Cronkite used to say. Okay, so here's my list of reasons why I think that skit didn't work. I need to hear them. Thanks, man. What are they? First, you probably shouldn't have improvised. I agree. I totally agree. I was stuttering. I didn't know what I was going to say. Also, the music clips didn't seem to be picked with any real intent. Why did you pick those clips, Butch?
I don't know. I liked them. They sounded right.
See, usually with this type of gag, the music clip vocal provides a relevant answer to the interviewer's question. So you might ask, hey, what did you fall in love with? And the clip says, I fell in love with a video nasty.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's how it works. I wasn't sure why it was funny. I thought you just asked a question and played a random snippet of music. No, the lyrics and the snippet complete the interviewee's side of the conversation.
Oh, man, that I can totally see that now.
So we were doing it wrong. And I guess the clips without words, yeah, they really didn't make any sense. I knew it wasn't working. Thanks, Lou.
Yeah, man, thanks, Lou.
So what other morning show thing can we do?
Well, we can just sit around and tell stories like it's a cloakroom.
Yeah, like we're just three fellas sitting around in the cloakroom. Cloakroom talk.
Why would that be interesting?
I don't know.
People like it. I like man in the street stuff. Let's make a guy stand in the street and see what happens. Right in the middle of the street. I bet most people go around.
We could swap shop, where people phone in stuff for sale and we hook them up with the buyer.
That always ends up being roosters. People dumping roosters for $5 each.
Or treadmills.
Yeah, let's not.
Let's do elaborate radio theater, like maybe a soap opera, but also funny and clever and thoughtful, too, you know, like Duffy's Tavern.
I hear you. Go on.
I'm done.
Well, that's a lot of work, though.
I've already written 150 scripts.
Butchie, really? That's amazing. What's the story?
Well, a lot of it is Get Smart fan fiction.
Well, we can't do that.
I have a lot of Foley experience.
Really?
Yep. I come up with some of my own original ones, too. You know what's a great sound effect?
What?
Slapping a steak. You buy a steak or a roast from the butcher, and you slap it.
What's that supposed to sound like?
Like...
I mean, it's a sound effect for what?
Well, slapping a steak or something. You might be like, hey, the great Gildersleeve, that's a heck of a shiner. Slap this steak on that peeper, and you'll be right as rain in a jiffy.
Oh, okay.
I think we're overthinking this thing. A morning radio show is no different from a nighttime one. I listen to Bob Knapp's Sleepy Time Shut-Eye Hour every morning at 1 a.m.
You get up at 1 a.m.?
I get up at lots of times all throughout the day. I microsleep.
Microsleep? What's that? What's that, Butchie? Butchie?
I'll be right back. I need coffee.
We could record ourselves going places in the time machine.
No, that's kind of tired. Everybody does that.
But we have a twist.
What's that?
It's an actual time machine.
Well, we know that, but there's no way to convey that.
Also that thing where you create paradoxes and all.
Yeah, we've already screwed things up so badly, people are like, I feel like I'm living in some sort of crazy dream world. This can't be happening.
But we had fun, right?
Morning, fellas. What did I miss?
How do you like to wake up, Butchie? Gently or abruptly?
Well, I'm never actually fully awake, to be honest with you, so I don't know.
I fell asleep on the toilet.
That's believable.
And all of this is the dream I'm having.
That could be. I feel like I'm in the dream of some guy who's passed out on the toilet.
We all feel like that.
Except for me. That's how I know it's me dreaming. Anywho, dream buddies, what about reading the news?
Well, the funnies.
Yeah, we could read the funnies. People like that with their morning coffee.
Do they still have funnies in the paper? I don't get the paper.
I only get vintage papers. I'm digging 50s Dick Tracy, though.
I like McGugan's Alley Cats. That's a good one.
I've never heard of that.
My granddad did it.
Oh, I didn't know he was a cartoonist.
Yep, for the Dewjammer Syndicate in Pepper County, Florida, for the Pepper Tribune. You know, I have the rights to all those old strips. We could do radio versions of them.
Radio versions of McGugan's Alley Cats? Oh my gosh, brilliant.
Well, I don't even know what they're about.
Well, bunch of stuff.
Bunch of stuff.
There's McGugan.
He's the main guy, McGugan.
And then, his alley cats.
They are not literal cats.
They're an elite bunch of ordinary people who tackle nothing special day after day, but each time, it's different.
It's like Mission Impossible, but the mission is mind-numbingly possible.
Tell me more about McGugan.
What's to tell?
McGugan is McGugan.
You can say that again.
I will, but you say something else first.
He's unpredictable.
McGugan is McGugan.
You're not telling me anything.
That's also called pulling a McGugan.
Stop it. You both are full of baloney.
Anyway, my grandpa really did have a comic strip about a bar and the people who came and went and fantasized that they were on different types of missions.
They think they're an elite task force, but...